There are lots of uncomfortable issues that we have to deal with today. Race is one of them. Abortion is another one. But you need to actually address issues. You can't run away from them. And you're never going to agree 100% with what someone has to say on any policy perspective, especially someone who doesn't live in your home, didn't come out of your womb, you're not married to, you didn't come out of their womb. And even in those cases, I've said here on this podcast before, I don't agree with my mother a large percentage of the time. My children don't agree with me a large percentage of the time. That's normal. Why should we agree with a politician that we don't even know 100% of the time?
Welcome to Political Contessa. I'm Jennifer Nassor, and this show is here to support your interest in center-right politics, policy, and breaking news. Listen in and discover how to awaken your inner ideal candidate, and if you're ready, how you can jump in and change the world as a runner or a supporter. Welcome to Political Contessa. If you or a friend have ever considered running, or you know a woman who should, I've got something just for you. My quick guide called Secrets from the Campaign Trail. It will show you 5 signs to tell you you're ready to enter the political arena. To get these tips and learn about all new podcast episodes and ways to get involved, head over to politicalcontessa.com. Welcome to Political Contessa. This is Jennifer Nassor, and I am your Political Contessa. I took a little break after Super Tuesday because I needed to get my head back in the game and refocus from everything Nikki Haley, because I don't know, I just thought she was the best candidate that we have seen in a very long time, especially for president. And now we are left with what 70% of Americans do not want: another showdown between Biden and Trump, which 60% of Americans think both of these guys are too old. Yes, I'm an ageist. I think that you are too old when you have passed your actual expiration date on this earth to be the president of the United States. Anyway, moving on from that, I want to talk about something else I find just fascinating for the demise of the Republican Party. Yes, you hear it here from the former Republican Party chairman in Massachusetts, the demise of the Republican Party. The Arizona Supreme Court gave the go-ahead to prepare to enforce a long dormant law. I think this law dates back to 1864. That would be before Arizona was actually a state. So they're preparing to enforce this long dormant law that bans nearly all abortions. Yep, nearly all abortions. That would include for rape and incest. Here we go again. We've got men deciding what women should do with their bodies, that we should have to keep babies that were put inside of us due to being raped or having a member of our family rape us. That's just phenomenal. So this drastically alters the legal landscape for terminating pregnancies in a state likely to have a key role in the presidential election. By the way, there are 7 battleground states. There's Georgia and Arizona and Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Ohio. Arizona is one of those key battleground states. And it looked kind of positive for Republicans based off of the fact of this little immigration crisis we have, or illegal immigrant crisis. However, now this law that predates Arizona's statehood provides for absolutely no exceptions for rape or incest, and only if the mother's life is in jeopardy. So what do we do about this? What does the Republican Party do about this? Now, again, I want to go back to how I started the podcast, talking about how Nikki Haley was the best candidate that we have seen, definitely in my lifetime running for president. And I have a lot of respect for folks like Mitt Romney and George H.W., George W., for Ronald Reagan, of course. However,
Nikki Haley was the only person who actually addressed this issue of abortion head on. It's a very uncomfortable issue. And look, there are lots of uncomfortable issues that we have to deal with today. Race is one of them. Abortion is another one. But you need to actually address issues. You can't run away from them. And you're never going to agree 100% with what someone has to say on any policy perspective, especially someone who doesn't live in your home, didn't come out of your womb, you're not married to, you didn't come out of their womb. And even in those cases, I've said here on this podcast before, I don't agree with my mother a large percentage of the time. My children don't agree with me a large percentage of the time. That's normal. Why should we agree with a politician that we don't even know 100% of the time? But these issues, like abortion, are issues that we should be able to find some sort of consensus around. When I was young and started out in politics, I never remember abortion being a issue that we discussed. I was in Republican politics in a pretty red area on Long Island. We didn't need to discuss it. Well, of course, back then it was also taboo to talk about any of this stuff. Living in Massachusetts, of course, you know, we had gay marriage before anyone else did and universal health care before anyone else did. But this issue is an actual real issue. Now, I'm a mom of three daughters. I fall more in line with, you know, what goes on in your own house is what you take care of in your own house. You talk to your family about your own belief system and values and morals. It goes based off of your faith and how you were taught. And so none of us come at this issue with exactly the same perspective. But I think that 85%, actually, I know 85% of the country believes that there should be some open area, right, that we agree on for abortions to take place. And that time period wavers between that 85%, somewhere between 13 weeks and 20 weeks. And that's 85% of the country. Now, shouldn't we go with what 85% of the country thinks? Don't get involved in this. But then we need to have exceptions as well. The mother's health, of course, we don't want moms dying. But there are situations where the baby is not going to have any sort of life whatsoever, may not make it, may make it more difficult for the mother to have another child, and may also be a situation where the health of the baby in utero affects the mother's health. So we can't forget about that aspect. We can't forget about rape and the trauma that women go through being raped or incest. Again, form of rape, but by a family member. Again, incredibly traumatic. Unless you're a therapist, you don't get inside of the head of the individual that this all happens to. I don't see why we are making laws, what purpose government has in something like deciding abortion. Oh, and by the way, can I just reiterate this little fun fact? In 1864, Arizona was actually not a state. And so Arizona's highest court suggested that doctors can be prosecuted under the 1864 law. That is insane to me. It was a Civil War era law. Arizona became a state in February of 1912. I have serious concerns, not just about this law, but about the sustainability of the Republican Party as it is right now. Donald Trump went out and said that this is up to the states. And yes, okay, it's up to the states, but I don't think that this should be adjudicated in a court. I think that this is something that the people who live in the state should actually decide. And however that comes out, and sometimes that is by electing people who agree with you and people who don't agree with you. But I have a problem when this is something that is sending women back, not just a generation, not just two generations, but we are going down a very slippery slope. This is people's personal beliefs that are being adjudicated and people who are telling women what they can and cannot do. And by the way, if you're someone who
is super pro-life and you're listening to this, I'm just going to say, listen, I think all of us, whether you're pro-life or pro-choice or pro-choice, you choose, if you have the choice to have an abortion or not have an abortion, that if that is your choice, that is a choice you are presented with. If you're choosing life, it is a choice. And I am not pro-abortion. I would never want my children to be in that situation. But we don't know what will happen. And none of us have a crystal ball. And God bless you. If you are someone who could see the future, hey, I would love to know what happens in my future 2 years from now or 5 years from now. But none of us actually have a crystal ball to actually see what's going to happen in the future with our reproductive system, with our health, with the health of our child, in society. And right now, when we see that little girls are being raped and murdered by illegal immigrants coming into this country. So now we're going to say, no, you have to have the child of that rapist? What? It makes no sense. Politicians need to get out there and do what is right for the people that they represent. Now, again, when you know you listen to someone like Nikki Haley, she didn't have all the answers, and it wasn't an answer that was one size fits all. I don't have an answer that's one size fits all. I only can say what I say to my own kids, which I would never tell anyone else. It's how I raise my family and how I was raised. However, banning all abortions except for the mother's health just does not seem right. And all it is another missile being fired into the boat that the Republican Party is right now, which is the Titanic. And it is going to go down quickly unless there is some leader who comes out and says, enough is enough. We don't have them. Everyone else is in line on this MAGA Trump train. Now, look, it's equally as disgusting, or not equally, but it is disgusting on the left, where you have cities like San Francisco that are getting involved in business and telling businesses that they have to stay open for 6 months and because they need to give due warning because they don't want to lose the tax revenue, which is ridiculous. Or in New York, where Ukrainian refugees are actually thinking of going back home because the illegal immigrant situation is so bad that the refugees would rather be in their war-torn country. And so we have issues on both sides of the aisle. But my focus is always on women. It's always on politicians doing the right thing. And it has been on the Republican Party. And I just think that we are on a slippery slope when we cannot even have rational discussions around the issue of abortion and have some sort of understanding where 85% of the country believes that there should be some standard around abortion, but that it should exist. And so maybe we need to wake up, and the Republican Party needs to stop hiding under a rock that not just has women in the 1950s or the 1920s, but now we're going back to before a state was actually even a state. Here's how we fix this. You need to go vote. You need to vote out the people who are making bad decisions. You need to vote out the people who are appointing judges that are not making good decisions. Vote in people who ideologically are on the same level as you. I don't care if that's a Republican or a Democrat, but do your homework. Find out what they stand for, what they're supporting, what their voting record has been. If it doesn't align with you, you don't have to tell anyone you're voting out someone from the other party. Make sure that you're voting for people who have the same policy agenda as you do. Again, they don't have to agree with you 100% of the time. You don't have to agree with them 100% of the time. But someone who you know is doing the right thing, or someone who you just know is going to do the right thing and not just get in line because they're going to get the Twitter clicks, they're going to get the money, and they're going to get a little pat on the head by the leader of their party. So thank you for listening to me today. I'm Jennifer Nassor. I'm your political Contessa. Stay happy. healthy, and safe.
Thanks so much for listening to Political Contessa. For all the ways to listen and to get the inside scoop on what's happening in center-right politics for women like us, head over to politicalcontessa.com.